The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Riz Nation? This is your host, David Williams, along with
Sam Brewski, and welcome to Hoop Ball Grizz.
All right, guys, we're coming to you, bringing you the weekend episode. We're going to do a little bit of post-game on the Grizzlies' loss to the Jazz, and then we're going to preview the four upcoming games for the next week. Memphis lost 126-112 against the Jazz last night, falling to 6-16 on the season. I actually didn't get an opportunity to watch this game. I was at work, and work was bonkers. Generally, I can get a little bit of time in at work, but it just was not happening. I didn't get my break till late. Sam got to watch the game.
Got to catch most of it. It was interesting. I can definitely say that it was interesting.
Yeah, that's the best word you got for it. Is interesting.
Well, no defense. Interesting.
Yeah, that seems to be. Seems to be an issue around the league. That's what we were just, as we were preparing for the show, we had the Denver Nuggets Brooklyn Nets game on. And I'm not even sure that Denver can spell defense at this point. So
they forget the D in defense, so it's e-fence, and then they're non effective. Trash.
So we'll jump into the box score a little bit here. Jay Crowder had 13 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. He shot 30% from the field. Jaren Jackson had a pretty decent game. He had 26 points. He's filled up the stat sheet. He didn't have a ton of rebounds, but 26 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He shot 3 for 9 from 3. He's been shooting the ball well from deep all year long.
And he wasn't in foul trouble until the fourth quarter. And he only had 4 fouls, so.
Yeah, when he gets to stay on the floor, he produces. Seems to be trending in the right direction. The last few games, he's been doing a little bit better. And he started off the season awful in foul trouble. Seemed like every single game.
It was every game.
At the beginning of the year. And he's made the adjustments. It's what you like to see as a guy that is going to be a franchise player, a cornerstone in what you're building here. I'm glad to see him trending in the right direction. JV had a rough game, and I saw Sam tweeted out that he was in foul trouble. I saw he only had 4, but did he get them early in the game?
Oh, he had 3 before halftime.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder, his stat line kind of shows it. He was 10-6 and a block.
But he was 5-for-5. I ain't going to hate.
Yeah.
I am going to hate. I need 20-20 every day. 20-20.
Oh, not a strong game from him. Dylan Brooks. He didn't shoot bad from the field. He was 4-for-9 from the field, but he didn't make a single 3. I'll get back to him. We'll finish up everybody else, and I want to go back to Dylan. Grayson Allen had 13 points. He shot the ball well. He was 6-for-9 from the field. Tyus Jones actually had a decent shooting game. He had 9 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists, 3 steals. I like the defensive numbers, even though defense was an issue. I like that. You know, he's getting in those passing lanes for sure. Oh, DeAnthony Melton, 6-3-3-2. I still want to see him get more playing time.
He should start.
Yeah, while Ja Morant is out, I would like to see DeAnthony get the start.
Yep.
It's probably not going to happen, but I want to see more of him, and I think that he will produce if they give him that opportunity. I don't think it's going to be an issue of if he's going to produce, it's when does the coaching staff give him the opportunity to go out there and play more, because every time he's been on the floor, he's produced.
So if you guys are listening, that means tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Means tomorrow.
We need to see it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Let's go. So back to Dylan Brooks. Over his last 3 games, Dylan Brooks plus minus is -42.
Boo boo poo poo.
He's been the X factor this year. I know early in the season, and I think that it still is true to this point. I should have looked into this before the podcast, and I didn't. But for the majority of the season, Dylan Brooks scores 20 points, the Grizzlies win. If I'm not mistaken, the Grizzlies are undefeated when Dylan Brooks scores 20 or more. I know for certain that was a fact a couple weeks ago. I didn't look into it before.
I remember when we covered that too. Yeah.
So I don't think that's changed. I don't think that he scored 20 in a loss. He's just not coming out every night and doing what you want to see. You'll get a game where he's 18, 19 points, or some when he's scoring 20. Then he just goes ghost. I don't get it. I can't wrap my mind around what's going on with him. I don't. Was he in foul trouble last night? I didn't watch the game to know if he was in foul trouble.
No, I didn't think he was. No, he only had one.
Okay, so yep. he was not in foul trouble. He just, you know, your shooting guard going 0-for-5 from three. And if this was a one-time thing, okay, I wouldn't be making a big deal out of it.
It's an every other game thing.
The consistent thing from him is being a ghost. He will have good games, and then he's 0-for-5 from three with 10 points, and he's negative 21. You can't do it. You just can't. You've got to give some of these other guys an opportunity. If this is what Dylan is going to be, give some of these other guys an opportunity. Let's see what they can do out there.
Like DeAnthony Melton.
Exactly. I don't know that maybe DeAnthony can play the two guard and play it well. I don't know. I have zero doubt that we will find out from him what he is made of. As well as he's played in this short sample size,
mm-hmm.
He's got to see more playing time.
Yep.
We'll move on from that game. Again, the final score, Jazz 126, Grizzlies 112, 6-16 on the season. Guys, we knew heading into this season it was going to be a rough season. It is one of the youngest teams in the NBA, packed full of first and second year guys. You've got a couple veterans. Didn't expect to see the Grizzlies win 30 games this year. I'm okay with it. Let's just find some wins where we can get them.
Journey to 35. That's the goal. Journey to 35.
They better figure something out quick if they're getting there. All right, so let's move on to next week. They have four games again. December is a busy month for the Grizzlies. They have four games every week except for one. It's an action-packed month. Great time. Great time to be a Grizzlies fan or a basketball fan in general. There's lots of basketball in December.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for the Christmas games. No Grizzlies on Christmas, but we told you before, we love basketball. Don't have to work. Lay on the couch, hold it down, watch basketball all day. I don't know if it gets any better than that.
Hot cocoa.
I'm going to pass on that.
Oh, no.
Yep, I'm out on that one. So game one, Monday night, they play at Golden State. Golden State won the first game this year. And I don't know how. Golden State has practically died.
it's an understatement right there.
Just plagued with injuries. Curry falls down, breaks his wrist, just devastates my fantasy team.
So sad.
And then Draymond Green, and some of his stuff may be phantom injuries because they're tanking.
I was about to say, we've already talked about this. You know how I feel about that. There's two real injured players on that team, and that's it. Only two.
Clay and Steph are out. It's going to be scary. Next year, the way that this is heading, the Golden State Warriors are going to get two perennial all-stars back on their roster, and they're in line to get a top five freaking pick in the draft. That's why I hate this stupid lottery system. It's dumb.
Well, yeah, it is going to work that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was about to say, well, no, but yeah, well, it doesn't matter if you tank, though. But, yeah, they're going to be, yeah.
their right. record.
You're
it,
right.
It,
yeah, you're
they're
right.
in line to get it, and we'll see. Maybe they don't. Maybe they get unlucky in the lottery and they end up outside of the top 10. It's not likely, but maybe we can keep our fingers crossed because the hate runs deep.
Well, it absolutely
I'm glad to see them being awful, but I also hate it at the same time because of how this could turn out for them.
Well, remember last year they projected the Grizzlies to get like eighth pick and they got second. So, I mean, it could really be something.
Yeah.
And then it could be nothing.
D'Angelo Russell has been missing time. And again, it is part of the tank. They can call it whatever they want to call it. They can say, rah, rah, rah. I'm not trying to listen to it. Shut up, Steve Kerr. You're completely overrated. You're only winning because of the teams that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's proven it. It's proven it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done. I'm not going to go off about Steve Kerr.
I was about to say, I could go on for hours about that, but...
A coach that has an all-star team that's winning games, you're not even the best coach on your staff. Do not gas this man up.
So. Ooh, shots fired. Who's right. the bestest? I got to know now. Mike Brown.
Best coach on that staff.
Amen.
So the Grizzlies-Warriors head-to-head matchup. Sam, you had that one, didn't you?
Warriors versus Grizz, all time?
All time head-to-head.
All time, I do. And the Warriors lead it 48-42.
48-42. The first game of this season, I didn't even say that the Grizzlies lost. It was 114-95 at home.
It was November the 19th.
It was terrible, man. Mm-hmm. The Grizzlies just played bad.
The day after my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, I think that the Grizzlies kind of done what teams do to them this year. They look at the roster and they're like, yeah, I don't think we really have to play hard. And they came out flat.
They did. They looked awful.
And Golden State just came out and smacked them in the mouth. Draymond Green almost had a triple-double. He was a bucket away from a triple-double.
I couldn't remember if he played in that or not.
Yeah,
yep.
He did, and he played. He played well. Draymond is not a big scoring guy. He does the dirty stuff. And he done it very, very well in that game.
Yeah.
He was 8 points, 8-11-11, I think, or 8-10-11. I say one bucket away from a triple-double. Draymond played well. JV and Jaren in that game played awful. And
fresh.
I didn't really – the Golden State Warriors, Willie Cauley-Stein was out in that game. They don't really have a big man.
I was trying to think who was their big man in that, but was it Looney was out too, wasn't he?
Yep.
Who played the big man?
I think Draymond started at the five. Honestly, I do.
I do remember that now because Draymond grabbed Jonas's left thumb. I do remember that now. They were in the paint and he grabbed it and Jonas yelled at the ref saying he was grabbing it. I remember that now.
Yeah, and that's the injury to his thumb happened.
Against Golden State when he was with Toronto.
Yep, Draymond Green injured.
Yep. He sure did.
I just, JV and Triple J in that game combined for 15 points against a team that doesn't have a big man.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond Green, one of the best defenders in the league. But just in size alone, if you give JV the ball on the block against Draymond Green, JV should be able to dominate him. He should have dropped 40 in that game.
Should have.
Him and Jerem should have combined for 100 points between the two of them.
That'd been great.
Yeah, well, I may be exaggerating slightly.
Nope, you can't take it back now.
That's fine. I'll stand by it. They 100. Don't really have a big man that
no,
should
I
shut
agree.
Those guys down. Mm-hmm. And that's Golden State has had some young guys show up this year. Eric Paschal has been playing great.
Good name there.
If he keeps up his pace, he's got to be in the talks for Rookie of the Year.
Mm.
He has to. Mm-hmm. He's got to be mentioned. Obviously, I don't think that he's done enough to surpass Ja. You're just not going to convince me of that. If he continues to produce at the level that he's producing, it would be a crime to not include him in the Rookie of the Year race. Well, in that that game is Monday. Hope the Grizzlies find a way to beat them. The Grizzlies should not have lost that first game to them. Everybody was healthy in that game. they just took them lightly. They did not go into the game. The Grizzlies didn't go into that game with fire. It showed on the floor. They came out flat. Golden State came out, punched them in the mouth, and the Grizzlies never recovered from it. Game two is Wednesday. It is in Phoenix. The Grizzlies are still on this pretty long road trip. They finally make it back home on Friday. I'm sure they're going to be glad to be back home. The Suns won the first matchup this year. It was a close game. It was 114-105. The last 10 games between these two teams has been a split. It's been 5-5. The Suns, they're just playing well this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned this on Twitter. Every time I look at Kelly Oubre's stat line as compared to Dylan Brooks, I look at the front office and I'm like, what in the H were you doing? There was a trade that would have sent Kelly Oubre to the Grizzlies.
I remember.
It was Marshawn Brooks, and they're like, oh, we thought you were talking about Dylan Brooks. And then the Grizzlies front office are like, nah, we're not going to send Dylan Brooks for Kelly Oubre.
I would have.
Wrong answer, man. Kelly Oubre is wrecking.
I remember that. I was very kind of hesitant about it at first, but, I mean, looking at it now.
Wait,
Even last year.
He played the biggest freaking ball hogs in the league in Washington, and he was still producing. And I know that you love John Wall and Bradley Beal. I know that you do.
I was about to say something, but no, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Well, yeah.
Nope.
They are. I know. Do you disagree that they're ball hogs?
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree, but you don't call them out on social media.
Those guys are ballers. John Wall and Bradley Beal, they have the skill set to deserve to be ball hogs. But in that offense, when those two guys are healthy, there's not a third option.
That was the problem with Otto being there, too.
Yeah.
And at that I was so happy. I know this is about the Grizzlies, but I was so happy when Otto got traded to the Bulls because I'm like, oh, my God, he's finally going to get playing time. So,
and
thank
he
the
got,
Lord.
He got playing time, but when he's healthy.
Well, playing producing time. There
yeah,
we go.
He's actually going to get an opportunity to.
To touch the ball?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You just have to know if you're on the team with John Wall and Bradley Beal that there's no third option. You're just getting scraps,
yeah,
essentially. And I'm not – that's not a dig. I mean, it kind of is a dig. I love those guys. Like I said, they have the talent to do that. They have the ability to be like, hey, I'm the best player on the team. I'm going to take my shots. You just got to deal with it. And the coaching staff, the front office, they don't have a problem with it because they know that Bradley Beal and John Wall are ballers. Kelly Oubre, when he got on the floor, he averaged like 12 or 13 points
mm-hmm.
on a team when he wasn't getting the ball.
Yep.
He wasn't one of the scoring options.
He could steal it, though. He could steal it. And he's blocking stuff.
Good defender, good rebounder. I feel like that's a big fat L for the Grizzlies mm-hmm. not making that trade. I liked Kelly Oubre. I wasn't really sure about Dylan Brooks. I like Dylan. I've mentioned it. I still think that Dylan will end up being a first-time all-defensive player just because of the intensity he plays with on the defensive end. But if you're asking me right now, who do I want, Kelly Oubre or Dylan Brooks? The answer is 100,000% Kelly Oubre.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Absolutely.
So we'll go back to the game. 114-105, Suns won the first game. The one big thing that the Suns are missing, Aaron Baines. Aaron Baines played a huge role in that game. Aaron Baines played very, very, very well against the Grizzlies in that game. The Suns are not playing well at home this year. They're 5-7 at home. They're 3-7 over their last 10, so they're not playing good basketball. They're missing Baines, DeAndre Ayton, roid user, is suspended.
Cheater.
Yep. Stay out of the league. Kick him out. Right meow.
Gone.
I don't. It wasn't. It was.
Wasn't it marijuana?
His wasn't steroids. No, his was a diuretic. I think his was like.
Who had the marijuana then?
I don't know. Did somebody get suspended for that?
Yeah, I think it was like John Collins or something, wasn't it?
No, Collins was.
Maybe it was Wilson Chandler then.
May have been.
Doesn't matter. This is a Grizzly podcast. This isn't, we're not the FBI.
We're not covering everybody. I don't care about that.
I have no idea.
Suns, Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are going up again. The Grizzlies are not healthy. Ja is still out. Brandon's still out. But the Suns are not going to have an answer down low. They're missing their two big guys in Baines and Ayton. So hopefully the big men can eat. Feed
the big men. Jonas, JV, feed him 50 and 50.
After Wednesday, the Grizzlies finally make it back home. They're playing Friday night against the best team in the league,
the Bucks.
The Bucks have won 14 in a row.
Smashed.
They are tied with the Lakers for the best record in basketball. And in my opinion, they're deeper than the Lakers. Their bench is better than the Lakers' bench. You have a solid starting five, just like the Lakers. You don't have the names, and you have Giannis. And then you have guys like Bledsoe.
Who?
And I'm not even going to respond to that, Sam. If you don't know who Giannis is, I need you to clock out and go home.
Nope, I'm out.
Bledsoe, Giannis, Middleton, Brooke Lopez. Then you have the other Lopez boy coming off the bench.
Robin.
Yeah, the Bucks are just a deep team. They have guys on their bench that are starters on other teams. They're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah.
They got outed in the playoffs last year, and it seems like Giannis is playing with a whole different
mindset. He's got a chip on his shoulder now, man.
Like he's pissed off, and he's come to show the world, hey,
I'm about to break your face.
Yeah, we're coming to take over. The Grizzlies will have a lot of work to win this game. I said the Bucks have won their last 14 straight, playing at a super high level. I don't know if the Grizzlies have an answer. I don't know who guards Giannis, because if Jaren, I know that's the matchup. I just worry about foul trouble with Jaren.
Yeah.
I think that you will see Bruno play some extended minutes here.
Think of that.
Because of Bruno's length. Does anybody really have an answer for Giannis, though? The Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers,
man,
have an answer, because when the Raptors switched Kawhi to guard Giannis full time, Kawhi shut him down.
Because there it went.
Yeah. But overall, there's a few players in the league that you can put on him defensively that are really going to mess him up. Mm-hmm. He's just that good. He's just a transcending talent. You know, he is going to produce. Obviously, I would love to see the Grizzlies bust up their winning streak. How many games? Do you know how many games the Bucks have leading up to the matchup on Friday?
Man, I can tell you here in just a split second.
All right. Sam's going to pull that up. In order for the Grizzlies to win that game, you're going to have Jaren's going to have to play good defense on Giannis and stay out of foul trouble. And you're going to need your bench to produce. You're going to need guys like Gudrich and Grayson Allen and Solomon Hill. You're going to need those guys to come out and play quality minutes. It's like any given Sunday, right? It's a football movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise is any team on any day can beat anybody. If you're having a good game, you can beat regardless. These guys are all.
It's a true statement.
Elite talent. If you're in the NBA, you're elite talent. If you're the 16th man that's, you know, never sees any time, there's not 16 men on. If you're the 15th man that plays in the G League all the time, you're still talented. So any given day, any of these teams can win.
Mm-hmm.
How many games are the Bucks?
They play two. They play Orlando tomorrow and New Orleans on Wednesday.
So the Bucks could be on a 16-game winning streak coming into Memphis.
Yeah.
I want to see the Grizzlies grind one out, old school grit and grind. I know we're Grizz next gen now, but defensive-minded game, low scoring, Grizzlies bust up this Bucks winning streak, bring it into Memphis, 16-game win streak. The Grizzlies have been good at ruining things this year.
They have.
Mike Conley's return.
My hopes and dreams.
Oh, man.
35 wins isn't going to happen.
Get out of here, Sam. Oh. But I think the Grizzlies have played well at home this year. If they're going to beat the Bucks, it's going to have to be at home. I don't see them. The Grizzlies just don't have the roster man-to-man to match up against the Bucks to go and beat them at home. It would have to be one of those any given Sunday days. You know, that's just
any given Friday. That's what this Friday is going to be. Any given Friday. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, last game of the week. We'll move on from the Bucks game. Bucks can come in 16-0 against the Grizzlies team. Grizzlies are going to play well. Bust up that win streak.
Hopefully.
Let's go.
Let's go.
JV is going ham on Lopez.
50-50.
Sam's dreaming again. Although he did say 40-20 the other day, and JV got close.
He did. It was 32-11. No, 32-15. Excuse me. Yeah, he was close.
Yeah, he was pushing. I'm like, Sam, you're dreaming. It's never gonna happen. And then we get to the third quarter, and I'm like, oh, holy crap. maybe
it happens. I was going nutty.
Last game of the week, they play at home. It's a back-to-back. It is against the Ball Hog Wizards.
The Ball Hog, well, one of them's still there. Excuse me. I was about to say, Johnny ain't playing this year.
That's right. John Wall has fallen off the face of the planet.
Shout out to Johnny. What's up, man?
Man, I think people forget how good he is.
He's great.
John Wall, I know that he's been injured. He's had a rough streak here with injuries. I've said before, early in the year watching Ja, he is the fastest guy with the ball that I've seen in the NBA outside of John Wall. John Wall just has another gear. He doesn't have any gears right now because he can't stay healthy.
Leave him alone.
When he is healthy, he can cross half court, and in a split second, he's at the rim. Ja has the same gear. Shout out, John. Hoping for the best.
What's up, man?
Hope you come back healthy and you're killing it.
You're on my fantasy team when we're doing keepers, and you're my keeper. So do great. Do great things. I need you next year. 2 wins in a row. Let's go.
The last game versus the Wizards, it was last year. JV had a pretty good game. It was 22-8. And we run into the same thing that we talked about against the Warriors. The Wizards are without a big man. Thomas Bryant is out. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long. Have you seen any reports on how long he's going to be out?
I have not. I can bring that up here in just a split second, too.
Mo Wagner has been seen playing time down there.
Bertans.
Yeah, and Bertans, he's a perimeter guy. He shoots the ball from deep pretty well. Mm-hmm. But they don't have a true big man. And I feel like the Grizzlies should exploit that. When they don't have somebody, you have two guys, Jaren Jackson and JV. Jaren can obviously shoot the ball from three. He is the best three-point shooter on the Grizzlies. I think it's safe to say that at this point. I don't think that you can really name anybody that's going to be a better three-point shooter than Jaren on the Grizzlies roster right now. But he can do it with his back to the basket, too.
Mm-hmm.
And JV has proven time and time again that he can do it. When you have two bigs that can score with their back to the basket, I know the game is transitioning to more threes. I know what they're doing in the game. I watch the games. I watch a ton of basketball. But growing up, the coaches, if you have a mismatch, if you have something that you know is a clear advantage for you, you keep doing it until they stop it. Give it to Jaren, give it to JV with their back to the basket on the block, and just wear these guys out down low. Both of those guys are good passers. If they start dropping down double teams, it's going to leave somebody open for a perimeter shot. Drop it down to them. If they're getting double teamed and they don't have the shot, they can kick it out. But I think that the Grizzlies need to hammer on this. The Wizards are not a good team this year.
Not at all.
Bradley Beal is a superstar. And so whatever games the Wizards win this year, it's going to be because of the talent of Bradley Beal carrying them. They've got some young guys. Rui Hachimura is another guy that's not really getting a ton of hype in Rookie of the Year conversation. But especially with Thomas Bryant out now, Rui has been stepping it up. Rui's another Gonzaga guy. He comes from Brandon Clark and Rui Hachimura played together at Gonzaga. That's a scary college team. You look at what those guys are doing in the NBA this year.
No kidding.
You know, that's two massive talents on a college team, and it showed. The Zags were a great team last year. Bradley Beal carrying that team. So if I'm coaching the Grizzlies, my game plan is this.
Drop kick Bill in the face.
Yeah,
take him out.
We're gonna put in
not literally, but
we're putting in John Conchar at the start of the game, and we're karate chopping Bradley Bill on the tip. Conchar just gonna take off running across a Superman punch. Right in the throat. No, of course we're kidding. We're kidding. I'm not about that.
That's awful,
man. I do not go for the dirty player stuff. I can't stand it. But my game plan, if I'm the coach for the Grizzlies, I'm feeding the big guys, man.
That's right.
Jaren and JV, give them the ball down low, and make this undersized Wizards team. Make them stop it. Until they prove they can stop it, just keep exploiting it. You take high percentage shots down low with the big guys, you're going to make those more often than these guys are slinging up threes.
Yep.
You might end up in a hole early if they're hot, but over the course of the game, if you continue to exploit the mismatches down there, I think it's going to work out in your favor.
Thomas Bryant's out for at least 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yep.
So he's
at least 2 more weeks.
So he's 100% not going to be playing in this game.
Completely.
I didn't know if it was a possibility for him to come back or not.
He's being reevaluated in 3 weeks, so it says here. So.
And the last I saw on Jaws, he's still week to week with the back spasms.
Yep.
Brandon Clark's oblique is still giving him fits, so he's not coming back. I don't know that we'll see those guys this week. Don't rush it. I won't dig into that too far, but don't rush these guys back. There's no reason to risk an injury that's going to plague them for their career in the season that the Grizzlies are having. Let these guys get healthy, and we'll get the excitement whenever they get healthy. I'm still enjoying watching. When Ja Morant plays, you're guaranteed that you're going to have one play every single night that is just going to wow you. It's like, when is it going to happen? And you're sitting on the edge of your seat and you're watching this game, waiting for that moment, waiting for Ja to explode to the rim, waiting for Ja to drive hard to the basket, and he drives Brandon open, he throws an oop, and Brandon jams it down. You're waiting for that one moment. Even with Ja Morant out, the Grizzlies have still been fun to watch. They don't have that explosive. You're not expecting that one just spectacular highlight play from the Grizzlies, but guys are still producing that, and man, competing. You could see that these guys, they want to go out there. They want to fight. They want to win. You can see it in them. Got some inconsistencies. We knew there was going to be inconsistencies. Moving forward, when Ja and Brandon both get healthy, Kyle Anderson's still having some issues. I think that we'll probably see Kyle back at some point this week because he was moved from out to questionable. Maybe he comes back later in the week. And Kyle's another playmaker on the floor. He's not going to be a 20-point guy, but he can create for these other guys. Looks awkward doing it. But it's Kyle. It's what he does, and I'm fine with how he does it. It doesn't have to be smooth and fluid. If it's effective, that's all I care. And when he's out there, he's producing. It is effective. Sam,
yo,
you ready for your JV fact of the day?
I am.
You got it today.
I think so.
Oh, he thinks so.
Well, it's not like as good as the dancing one, but it's still pretty good. But when he was 13 years old, he was 6'7".
At 13?
At 13.
Man.
That's a big boy.
13 is like, what, 7th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7th, 8th grade?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a 7th or 8th grader at 6'7".
I wouldn't want to imagine that. I ain't playing basketball with him.
He ought to.
Unless they on my team.
Dominate, yeah. Talking about feed the bigs.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at, man. All right. That is the JV. 6'7" at 13.
6'7" at 13.
Man, I think I was like 4'7" at 13.
I don't even know if I was that tall.
All right, guys. That's all we got for today. I'm going to hit you up. The Bruise Letter. Guys, we've talked about it over the last couple shows. You go to the website. It's hoop-ball.com. Again, hoop-ball.com. You enter your email address. You sign up. It's right there at the bottom. It takes 10 seconds, and you're getting high-quality information from our leader here at Hoop Ball, Mr. Aaron Bruschi. He puts these out every week. Last week, the Bruise Letter covered all 30 teams. All 30 teams.
30 of them.
If you're a basketball guy, there's no reason not to get this information. 100% free. Takes 10 seconds to sign up for it. You won't regret it, man. Hoop-ball.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Sam, where can we find you, man?
On Twitter, it is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118.
And I am at DWill2111. The show is at HoopBallGrizz. Come find us, guys. We love conversation.
Look us up.
Yep.
That's all we got. Be like Nike and just do it.
Just do it. All right, until next time.
Go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.